Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is November 22nd, 2023. A happy Thanksgiving to all who observe it. We are joined by Alex Pawlowski. You can see him every Tuesday on the Post NXT show. You can also see him on Mondays, on Fridays, sometimes Saturdays. He'll be there this Saturday for WWE Survivor Series. I'm stealing the talent from his show because Kate's filling in for me on the main feed. But we've got Alex Pawlowski. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty well. It's Turkey Day, in case you couldn't tell. Tomorrow, wishing a very happy Thanksgiving to all who celebrate. I'm thankful for the Fightful faithful and to be able to come on this very network several times a week and yak at all of you about wrestling. It's fun for me.
I'll get the Fightful Select plugs out of the way, guys. FightfulSelect.com. That is the most direct way to support what we do. It's $5 a month or $54 a year. You get exclusive news that, quite frankly, supplements the entire wrestling news industry at this point. But what you get is the ability to ask us questions on those stories, get a lot more detail. I've got a Q&A show dropping in the morning. I also had The List Goes On that went up today, 200th episode ever. Also today, we had an injury update on a long injured AEW talent. We had details on whether or not the Hangman Swerve blood spot, drinking spot, was cleared or not. And you can get a lot more. Hammerstone and MLW news, Raw producers, backstage info there. We had Raw plans. We're going to have SmackDown and Survivor Series plans as well. More injury news. It's not slowing down because of Thanksgiving. We got content for you all week long. Every week, I also do the Backstage Report podcast every Monday. Indeed. Lots of stuff there. FightfulSelect.com. Alex, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I was watching live when the Continental Classic field was announced. And I'm overjoyed with the matches that we are guaranteed to get. That's what I love about this round robin thing. There's no like, oh, I really hope so and so makes it past this person, so then we could maybe get this semifinal. No, we are guaranteed John Moxley versus Swerve Strickland. We are guaranteed to see Eddie Kingston versus Bryan Danielson again. We're guaranteed to see Claudio versus Eddie Kingston again. There's some amazing stuff that we know we're getting in the coming weeks, and I'm so excited about it.
So the Continental Classic starts tonight. A reminder, guys, leave a thumbs up on this video. Leave a comment on this video after you're done watching, while you're watching, whatever that may be. It goes a long way. If you want to get your question or statement in while we're on the air, you can go to youtube.com/Fightful, get in a super chat. You can also go to humperchats.com. That allows you to get your question or statement in after we are, or before we go on the air and after shows, if you think, you know what, I wish I could have asked this, you can set it up for next week, whenever the hell you want. But let's go ahead and look at the Continental Classic tournament rules. There are three matches on tonight's show. It is a 20-minute time limit. If it goes to that time limit, it is a draw, and both men receive 1 point. A win, 3 points. They have strictly prohibited anybody at ringside, any outside interference, which makes you wonder, why don't they just ban interference in general?
You could just do that, I suppose. I guess it goes back to the old, like, I have a manager's license. I'm allowed to be out here with my client. But, like, nobody has a manager's license. Jeff Jarrett doesn't have a manager's license for Jay Lethal.
You have to in Kentucky. You sincerely have to. That's how weird it is there. Crispy Chris says, why is the turkey wearing an Alex?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So the Gold League of the Continental Classic, John Moxley, former AEW World Champion, Swerve Strickland, who had a star-making performance.
Wow.
Mark Briscoe, obviously a sentimental favorite. Roosh, who, you know, came into AEW with an awful lot of hype, former ROH World Champion.
Yep.
Another former ROH World Champion in Jay Lethal. Switchblade Jay White, who main evented AEW Full Gear and Wrestle Kingdom this year.
Yes.
And then there's the Blue League, Bryan Danielson, who has held, you know, so many accolades, main evented WrestleMania. Andrade, who, you know, people are just waiting to get opportunities like this. Brody King, another guy. I'll tell you what I feel like they could have done with him, but I'll move on to Claudio Castagnoli, former ROH World Champion, very clearly a workhorse. Daniel Garcia, another guy in this particular league that a lot of people are looking at and going, okay, this is his opportunity.
Yeah.
And Eddie Kingston, of whom it was clarified he is not actually defending his title in each match. Tony Khan said, well, in a way he is.
Right.
Because they're all on the line in the last match of this tournament.
Yes. Yes. So if Eddie doesn't get to the finals, at that point, he will have lost. Once he's out of the tournament, he's no longer the ROH champion, as far as I can tell. And there is final battle before this tournament is over. So it's possible that there might not be an ROH championship match at final battle because nobody may be the champion.
I feel like this telegraphs that an awful lot.
Doesn't it?
I feel like it telegraphs Eddie Kingston in the finals, and it telegraphs Eddie Kingston winning at final battle.
I mean, yeah, in winning a final battle for sure. Yeah, we'll see where that goes.
Rest of the roster, the one I saw the big complaint about was Jay Lethal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jay Lethal has had like three great matches over the last few years. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of, oh my God, this guy, the way it used to be.
Yeah.
I hope he can show that. I didn't necessarily see that tonight. I didn't necessarily see any, like, oh my God, matches tonight, but I saw some good action. I do feel like, to start off, they did need a match that made you go, holy shit, it's going to be like this, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I don't know that we saw that tonight.
I don't know that we did either, but it may be one of those things of, and I think you might be right that we needed that on the opening, but I don't know. It all depends on. Listen, the fact that I know that these matches are coming down we're gonna get Swerve versus Jay White on free TV. Free TV, cable television. You know that's happening. That is guaranteed to happen. So to me, I'm fine with waiting for that and seeing how these guys shake out. We'll talk more about how I feel like they might book this tournament. Just from what's happened tonight, at least in the Gold League. But I'm very intrigued to see how this all shakes out. When you have rules like if you win, you get three, and if you draw, you get one, and if you lose, you get zero. There's opportunities for guys to like put together a three-match win streak and lap the field.
Yes.
And I don't feel like you should book a tournament like this in that way. Which is why, for example, I would have loved to have seen Roosh and Jay White go to a draw. So you have like, okay, they're not out of it, But you can tell these two guys are going to be really tough outs against either Swerve or Moxley, who won tonight. Stuff like that. But we'll see how this works in the coming weeks. But I'm very excited.
I am too. Adam Weller says the turkey's making great points. Hell of a hire.
Yeah.
You know what?
He only works one week a year, though. He only works week a year.
I might not fire the turkey, but he might get smoked tomorrow. There might be a lot of things that happen. Orion Ben says, this Tony, humper after humper. And Matthew Hook says he likes AEW's direction. Three good matches and stories. Well, that's the benefit of this round robin tournament. We have never really seen this tried on a grand scale in American wrestling. And we're going to. We're going to find out if it works. And the first go of that was Swerve Strickland and Jay Lethal. So Swerve Strickland, star-making performance Saturday. I mentioned this on Listen to Your Boy. I had somebody on Select say, well, where did your match ratings go? I stopped doing match ratings because people just whine about them. But I will happily proclaim whenever something hit my 10 out of 10. That match hit a 10 out of 10 for me, and it's the first match like that that I think ever would have for me. I think it needed the story. As I mentioned last week, Alex, like Swerve was a little in character during our interview, and I was like, oh, man, really? Now I see why. He was not going to step out of that for ahead of this. So maybe the next time that I talk to him, he's going to be like, yes, this is what was approved, what wasn't, etc. Tonight, we saw Swerve defeat Jay Lethal. Had they been in the same group, I think this would have been a great spot to put Brody King in. And Brody King beats Swerve because of what Swerve went through on Saturday. But still, Swerve ain't losing to Jay Lethal. That's for damn sure.
No, he's not. And I agree with you. Like, for example, like a Brody King, they don't have necessarily a Brody King in the gold league. They don't have one of those guys who might lose more matches than he wins, but he's going to punish you while he's doing it. However, I think that to me, the momentum that Swerve has almost unanimously in the fandom, after Saturday needed to be capitalized on. I wouldn't book him to lose right away, even though that would make sense considering he was so beat up. I like Jay Lethal being a smart veteran going after the shoulder, but you gotta cap. Also, Swerve is a villain. It's really hard to like book the villain to lose because he's hurt. Like, I don't feel like you can do that in a way that is effective enough to make that work right now. Later on in the tournament, you might see a guy who might do that.
I do think there was a real opportunity that Swerve might have started to get some sympathy for that match, though.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those performances where people are like, got to show you respect, man. And even when he says, whose house? My wife was watching and she was like, damn, because that whole crowd was there for it.
He's the coolest mother effer in wrestling right now. That's it. And so that's fine. But what he's great about is that he's going to allow you to give him the adulation, but that's not going to change how he treats his victims in the ring. That like, he's going to murder people because that's what his character is. And I'm totally down with that. I thought this match was fine for what it was. Mm-hmm. Obviously, It was good. It's not going to set the world on fire, but it's a good match. Jay Lethal proved his worth in this tournament. He's going to be taking a lot of losses. But he's always going to make the guy in the ring with him look good while doing it. And Swerve won. And the best part about this, I think, for Swerve is that my biggest complaint with Swerve recently is that he's just relying too much on Nana interference. Brian Cage ran down there for no reason.
Now we're not going to see that.
He can't do that. He's got to. I've been begging because I know how good Swerve is. I've been begging for Swerve to be the villain that wins clean because he's just better than you. And now he's got to win, maybe not clean as we see Jay White go on later and not win clean, but at least win without somebody else distracting somebody or whatever. He's going to win because he's the guy who does it by himself. I think that's really going to help out this build for him.
Jambeard says, dream final four is Swerve and Mox, Eddie and Brian, with Swerve beating Eddie in the finals. Man, I could, if Swerve somehow wins, And I feel like he won't, but I want him to. I really want him to.
Yeah, me too.
I think crowning him that new triple crown is a way for him to say, no, you're not the real world's champion. I'm the real world's champion because I've got this.
The first time that they, I don't know what they're going to do with like belts and whatnot. They're going to be three separate belts. They're going to put them into one thing. But the night that he wins, putting one around his waist and hoisting the other two up, that photo, Swerve, the first guy to do this, that's going to make him forever, whether or not he's the world champion. If you feel like we know we're going to make you the world champion, we just don't have plans for that right away. This is a great way to do that. Immediate people were like, make him a champion by the end of 2024. How about a champion by the end of 2023? How about a triple crown champion by the end of 2023? That would be a great way to show what the faith that you have in Swerve and the knowledge that you possess that he is a top guy in this company.
And whoever wins that title will be able to say, I am a champion of Ring of. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Honor of New Japan and AEW. Very cool. I love that. Love that. Shauna says, happy Thanksgiving. Swerve is him. Jay White versus Swerve. Put that in my brain or my veins and your brain. Mm-hmm. Love the hat, Alex.
Thank you.
I also love that. That is a dynamite main event that should go the full 20.
Oh yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Because there are outs for these. Like I'm okay with two or three draws along the way.
Sure.
A funny little scoop that Swerve gave us. The "what up turds" line came from his drill instructor that he said he and people that he Fantastic. Was working with, like they couldn't keep a straight face while they were being insulted by their drill instructor because he would say things like that.
That's
Marcus
great.
Ryan says should be a great tournament. Hope Swerve wins it. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. Swerve is the guy that I think everybody's got their eye on and they go, yeah. Yeah. Well, he's very clearly going to be world champion at some point.
Yeah.
Jambeard says, would have subbed out Lethal for Keith Lee. Daniel Garcia for Miro, and I love Brody, but I would have had Black in it instead. And also Tim says he wished Malakai was in it. Listen, I understand some people wanted Malakai in it. I wanted Brody in it, so a whole lot of people that might not know what he's capable of will see what he's capable of. And all due respect to Miro, I want Daniel Garcia in it because I see Daniel
That's
Garcia.
His story.
This is the story. It's the story. It's the one that he has been telling through this wonderful promo that he did backstage, which is quickly becoming some of AEW's best stuff, is their digital content that they show backstage. And he's like, I'm not winning a lot, but I'm trying and I'm competing with the best possible people that I have. Iron sharpens iron, and he is iron.
Yep.
Oh, man. Jambeard says, Swerve right now is a disgusting villain, but being cheered is similar to how Stone Cold started out and has the same anti-hero potential. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
He does. It was so funny, Alex, because when he was in NXT and MLW, I was like, he's going to find that little thing that makes him connect. And then with Hit Row, you saw it.
Yep.
And then when he went outside of WWE, you're like, oh, well, when he's not restricted by anything, it's even better.
Right.
We got Michael Luna saying, in my opinion, Swerve is starting to get LA Knight-like chance when he was starting to build. Yeah. I mean, that is another situation where the audience very clearly wants something. I think he's so good right now that he can get those chants, but then people will boo him as well.
Yeah.
Until I get on the mic like Greg Popovich and tell everybody to stop booing
that,
him.
Stop booing him.
That's not the kind of people we are.
That's disrespectful.
Jamal says, Swerve versus Jay White on free TV. My God, can't wait. You got to pay for cable.
Yeah.
One LT Photo says, can we get another two brackets? No, but I'll tell you what you can get. You can go get New Japan World. You can get it in any version you want. You can get WWE Network any version you want. You can get Fight Plus when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it, but I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet, global server network, all that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Bizarro Big L says Continental Classic is going to hump till the world ends. Swerve has embraced Killshot from Suicide Squad, going anti-hero villain. And I almost thought Rosa was going to interrupt Tony. Alex Danhausen would like to teach you about his qualifications as a manager. I'm ready for Thunder Rosa to be back, too. She has been one of my favorite performers, and I miss seeing her. Yep. Terry Allen Jr. says, will Randy Orton perform differently not doing the RKO? We don't know what he's going to be capable of. I honestly don't know that this Saturday is going to tell us a whole lot, because there's going to be 10 people in that ring, and he's almost certainly going to be number 10.
Yeah.
Shot Kid says, after a mixed bag October, Dynamite feels like it's found its stride again in November. Based on tonight, Continental Classic is going to hump. How have you felt about what we have seen here? I mean, I said this before. I feel like if they would have swapped the method of announcing the all-in ticket sales and the Continental Classic, people would have looked at these way differently. They would have been like, oh, cool, a tournament. And then they'd be like, nice, tickets on sale.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's it. I mean, they shoot themselves in the foot with some stuff. I think that certainly this, the Continental Classic, giving like some of the very best workers and wrestlers in the world an opportunity to fight each other without, you know, without the potential for wonky booking and weird finishes and stuff like that is a great thing that will, you know, which will definitely satisfy, you know, those puro types who need that kind of stuff. And as we'll see later, it doesn't mean they're not going to have fun in some of the other storylines going on. The rest of all of the programming isn't going to be taken up by C2 matches. Like there's going to be other stuff going on. There's a top program that is compelling at the very least. We just got Danhausen back. Like there's all kinds of interesting stuff. What they're doing with Toni Storm is outrageous and amazing. There's a lot of good things going on, and you don't have to be a fan of all of it by any means, but there should be something for you to scratch that little itch in your the wrestling center of your brain, that the way you like your professional wrestling to happen, there's something for you in AEW.
MJF and Adam Cole's promo interrupted by the Devil and Samoa Joe. The first time we've seen Cole on screen and the Devil make an appearance, but like he didn't hack the feed or anything. It very clearly could still be Adam Cole. MJF, I thought right here, like the thing that I thought was going to happen was I thought they were going to vacate the titles. I thought that they were going to, they were hinting at.
Yeah, I don't know. They didn't. What I'm doing with this. Yeah.
But either way, Samoa Joe interrupts MJF. MJF does a bad breath joke, and I was like, ah.
Bad breath joke and a bunch of like oral sex receiving jokes that like it's just over and over again.
I didn't mind him telling Samoa Joe to blow him after he's like,
sure,
I'm still a scumbag. I used you. Blow me. Like, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, like getting head from an alligator, but I'll bet you can't be choosy.
You know what I mean? Didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that one?
No.
Yeah. Yes. Getting in the ring with MJF in Long Island is like accepting head from an alligator, but I'll bet looking at you that you can't be choosy. Like, I mean, it's just his thing that he does. He reverts back to it, even though he's the babyface now. Reverts back to the same old stuff.
No, it
could be for you. It could not be for you. It's whatever. It's his thing. My thing with this is that there was a lot of let's just say not so happy response to what they did with the main event of Full Gear, and him coming out and being like, just I'll put over Jay White, who couldn't beat me with one leg, but by saying what a great wrestler he is, but I'm the greatest of all time, and walking around with a cane and stuff, that it just feels like they're trying to put all that behind them, and putting Jay White now into the C2, giving it a first night victory. They're trying to put it behind Jay White. I could tell you that.
Yeah.
They're not blind. They can see people did not like what they did with the booking around that, with the way that it was all put together. So they're trying to put it behind MJF and put it behind Jay White, which to me is too bad, because I thought that both guys did a great job building to that day, and then that day they screwed it all up, and now we got to try and forget all about it.
It was way overbooked. Didn't need all that, yeah. But yeah. MJF had a cane because he messed up his hip, as wrestle purists had reported. He and we had confirmed that as well. That was an accurate report from wrestle purists. So hopefully he's okay. He's okay enough for Samoa Joe to face him at World's End. And it's so funny because this was the anti Nakamura and Rollins. Yeah. So the story was Seth Rollins had a bad back, mm-hmm. and Nakamura was very excited to take advantage of it. Nakamura loses to Rollins, mm-hmm. and Rollins goes, well, come on, I'll take you on less than 100%. And Nakamura's like, no, on my terms. And yeah. then gave him ample time to heal up. This is the complete opposite. This is Samoa Joe being offered a title match, and MJF is like, yeah, let's do it right now. And Joe goes, no, because I don't want you to go whine on Twitter tomorrow
right.
that you aren't 100%. but you should be 100% in about 5 or 6 weeks. And not only that, I'm going to make sure you're 100%. Nobody's going to jump you. Nobody's going to attack you. No devil men are going to come after you. I'm going to be there. I'll be your shadow, making sure you're 100% every step of the way. Every breath you take, every move you make, yada, yada, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
I like the Samoa Joe aspect of this. Like, he's no coward.
Yeah. You're my property. And if anybody touches my property, I get upset. Like, that's the way he says it. So, like, yeah, what this is to me is now you got this devil thing, you know? I'm not sure what they're going to do with this from now on, but there's an opportunity there for somebody to try and do something to MJF. And Joe grabs a hold of one of the guys in the ski masks and unmasks him. And now we got somebody who's not the devil, but he's with the devil. And all of a sudden now, what does this mean? Who could this be? This kind of thing. Or if Wardlow throws MJF up against a wall like he did a couple of weeks ago, Samoa Joe might be there. We could reignite that the Wardlow and Samoa Joe feud. There's a lot of possibilities coming out of this.
And Wardlow did say later on in an interview that, the devil's time was coming, et cetera. Right. AR Fox tried to step in, got thrown down.
So we're definitely getting that match, so that'll be fun.
Yeah. Adam Weller says Alex delivered the alligator line better than MJF.
Thank you.
I am Crush NC says Cole stood on that foot when Joe grabbed MJF. Somebody caught that, right? Fully convinced Cole's the devil. Cole can be the devil without standing on that foot. What has the devil done? Devil ain't done shit, but stand around and look ominous.
Mm-hmm. No, I think I think this has become the overwhelming favorite for who the devil is Adam Cole. And the thing of it is that he's got those guys. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to unmask, but even if he does unmask soon, he's got all these people who can stand in his way and help stand in front of him and make sure that nobody can get a hold of him until he is healthy. There's a lot of stuff there. A lot of it also is like, Adam Cole, like, no, Max, you got to do the right thing. Be a man of your word and face Samoa Joe. I mean, if he really was the devil and was trying to take down MJF, maybe he would want him to face Samoa Joe, who's going to murder him. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff there.
Mr. Showtime says, Cole reached into his pocket just before the devil appeared on the screen, then took it out after the clip played. Remote for the clip? I'm still not crazy. Listen, this ain't like Buffalo Wild Wings where you can hack the TVs with your phone or something like that. Come on now. If that's the case, he couldn't have had somebody cue that up for him. Well, speaking of, Roddy tries to show up and Cole is like, you're not my best friend anymore.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
This to me is, I think if Adam Cole is the devil, then Roddy is also the devil. I think we're going to get Scream, the first Scream where it's Matthew Lillard and Skeet Ulrich. That if any of either of them could be the devil, Matt Taven could be the devil one time or Mike Bennett. Or if fingers crossed he's healthy and working everybody, Kyle O'Reilly could be the devil. Like, I want to see that whole thing form this big faction of Adam Cole is in charge, but he's got all his buddies around him. The way he laid into Roddy publicly to make sure everybody knows that he and Roddy aren't friends seems like me thinks the lady doth protest too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if I had my say, it'd be Adam Cole, Matt Taven, Mike Bennett, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish. You'd have the Undisputed Kingdom. But Wardlow's under one of those costumes. There ain't no way he's not.
That's true. No, you got. Why wouldn't... Honestly, the one thing that the UE and, I guess, the Kingdom are missing is a giant dude who hugs people all over the place. Wardlow already hates MJF. It's a perfect match.
He could replace Bobby Fish.
I mean, that's also true. That's also true.
So Adam Cole, MJF might be in running for, a few awards this year because the Fightful Awards are coming back. Look at this. This is the CM Punk versus MJF Feud of the Year Award that CM Punk never technically accepted. MJF did. Listen to these bad boys. Listen to them. These are heavy. They're good stuff. We're going to get probably new types of awards this year. But guys, it is the Fightful Select vote, and now nominations that will determine these. Last year, it was staff nominated and completely subscriber voted. This year, we figured out a way to help let you guys help nominate for these awards. We've condensed many of them, but you will need to be a subscriber of Fightful Select to nominate and vote. I was so proud of our award show last year. I had mentioned this on the air. Mark Briscoe, when he got that award, he said he wanted to make sure that Jay Briscoe's wife got that award, which, you know, that was, can't tell me nothing about these awards now, because that's like the biggest honor possible. Jade Cargill, MJF, you know, so many people showed off their awards. Cody Rhodes accepted his. We had acceptance speeches from, you know, Tony Khan and from Effie and from Cardona and Chelsea. So people in WWE, AEW, all over the place. Very excited to do the Fightful Awards again in 2024. I think we do the best awards out there. And I think the awards with the most parody that we have seen in like WWE, AEW, and, you know, a fair balance between them. I was very happy with the way that our audience did that. So subscribe to FightfulSelect.com, because towards the end of the year in December, we're going to get those nominations, and very, very excited for you guys to do that. I think we're going to aim for Christmas week when things are a little bit more quiet. And what we'll do is we will put up all the topics, and then in the comments, you will effectively put, hey, this is what I want to nominate. And it'll be a fun discussion with our community. We're looking to add a lot of cool things to Fightful Select. So check it out, guys. These are coming back. They're coming back. I got one back there. It was the prototype. It's the tallest person of the year award they put on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's good.
Yeah. Ran away with that one. Chris Levi says, what if Wardlow and Pinnacle guys are under the mask coming after MJF because they knew who he is? Well, it could be Wardlow, Dax, Cash, Spears. Who's the fifth?
Right.
Unless fifth is MJF.
Yeah. There's a lot of
and
interesting
things. It's the Pinnacle back together.
Yeah.
Jan Beard says the eventual Brian Claudio match should draw. Possibly.
Oh,
possibly. Yeah. It's hard for me to tell what will draw.
I don't know what's going to draw. It's going to be an amazing match. That's all I care about. I don't care about ratings.
Is this Ian Riccaboni? Is this who this has always been?
That's what we call him on. That's what we call him on Tuesdays. Whenever he's in the chat for Kate and I show, we call him Ian Riccaboni, but I don't know if it's actually him.
Well, whether or not it is, I can tell you he's already been nominated.
Yes, he's definitely nominated.
He was quite literally the first nomination that I personally put on the staff end of things.
Yep,
so
there you go.
Ian Riccaboni is already nominated. And in my opinion, the person who should win it.
Yeah.
So Luis says, what if, imagine if Randy Orton hits a swanton on Saturday. Listen, you see that little bet online logo up above that turkey?
Yeah, bet on that.
I'm going to put the betting odds at Randy Orton hitting a swanton about plus 72,000.
Yeah.
Jan Beard says, I nominate Team Kalex for best musical act. Listen, I could be in match of the year contention.
Yeah.
This year. Tyrone Kidd says, hear me out. Is there any difference in the portrayal of Roman Heyman and Swerve Nana besides that Heyman has more clout? Both guys have top guy aura. Well, yeah, because Roman is atop the company right now. It's a little bit different. I do absolutely see the comparisons, though.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nana is much more physically involved in matches, though. Like, and Hangman playing off of Swerve getting pulled out of the ring and put on his feet. Oh my God, that was so good. Mm-hmm. That was so good. Jane Beard says, by draw, I mean, is a draw time limit. Okay, yeah, that's what you...
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yes, that's my bad. You should not have had to have sent another super chat to clarify that. That was me being dumb. Yuta confronts Shibata, Hook, and Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy had an announcement. Yuta just wanted to talk some trash. But then before the match, Cassidy says, oh, I do have an announcement. Danhausen's back.
Yeah.
So great to see him back amid weird 4chan rumors of him bootlegging merchandise like he needs to. It is the weirdest shit I've ever heard, but I'm just glad that Danhausen's back.
Yeah, I am too, especially with the interaction we got in this particular match, because that popped me for sure.
Let's go ahead and talk about it. He had the hat on. The hat, and then
he cursed because Jake Hager got rid of the hat that he liked. He got rid of it, and Danhausen found it somewhere,
like,
and he
Midian put it on with the European title.
That's right. He found it somewhere, put it on, and Jake was beside himself. So then, of course, he got cursed, but he assumed his balls were cursed, I think, because that's why he looked at his trunks, and that led to the victory for the good guys. It was a lot of fun. Danhausen's great. Listen, I love people who are like, this is the worst thing in wrestling. Like, honestly, I think it's there's a lot of silly things in wrestling that I don't like because I don't think they're clever. I think everything that Danhausen does is clever. If you mix silly and clever with me, I'm a happy guy. And that is what I think why Danhausen, his silliness works, is because it's clever. The idea that, like, he would have found the hat and use it to, like, cause a weird panic attack in Jake Hager is really clever. It's incredibly silly, but it's really clever. And so that's all I wanted. That was fun.
Danhausen is brilliant. I'll leave it there. We had Shibata and Danhausen on the same show. Whoa. Yeah, Shibata's like the fifth most talked about part of this match, which is...
very funny.
What the hell? Hook, Orange Cassidy, and Shibata get a win. I like the finish, like them getting a win.
Yeah.
And now we've got this like interesting little world where, you know, Hook is kind of teamed with Orange Cassidy quite a bit, but Danhausen's his buddy too.
Right.
So while Chuck Taylor is out for a while, I don't know what the hell Trent Beretta's doing, but you got like this Hook, Housen, Orange Cassidy group of these three consistently over guys.
Yes. Yes.
Just chilling.
So this is what I need. I need basically Danhausen to be the replacement for Chuck Taylor, and I need him to wear Chuck Taylor's gear. So it's hanging really loose on Danhausen while he's trying to do awful waffles, like, and he's just insisting on being Chuck Taylor for Trent. That would be very clever while being very silly.
I watched, I can't remember what hardcore match it was with Best Friends. I think it was in Detroit, whenever I was in Detroit for SummerSlam, with a very important person in WWE, and they were a huge Chuck Taylor fan. And I'll never forget what I had been told by somebody in WWE. They said, Chuck Taylor wrestles like somebody told him that he sucked at wrestling right before he went through the curtain. Like, he looks like he's like, I'm going to make sure this looks good. And that is hard to replace. But with Danhausen doing exactly what he does, I think that works well. I'm always for Hook getting wins. Orange, these three guys are just always over. Always over. So keep them together. Meet Norma says today is hump day. Tomorrow is meat day. Six man was fun. And I love Danhausen, but there's two women's champs not on the show. Watch for the shoe. We'll talk more about that. Matthew Hook says Garcia should tie Danielson, then becomes his protege and has to beat him to pass the test. It also keeps the rivalry of DG and Yuta. So here's what I hope happens with it, Alex. I've mentioned the Maven 2004 storyline with Evolution.
I
hope Danielson has this conversation with Garcia. You had the chance to join us. And Garcia just plainly says, I've regretted not joining you ever since.
Yeah.
And then they are the last match of that tournament, and Garcia, even if he's statistically eliminated, he beats Danielson at the end. And ooh, I think that's a good story. If he lost to everybody else in that tournament, but he's got Danielson at the end, and it's the difference between Danielson making the finals or not, and Garcia, Garcia beating Danielson. Ooh, that's a story within a story within a story that I think goes really, really well.
If the only match in his league that he wins is Danielson, like that would have been that. That's an interesting thing too. Or like if Danielson needs to beat Garcia to get into the league final, but all Garcia has to do is just last 20 minutes with Brian Danielson, and it's a draw. It's a draw. All I gotta do, I don't have to beat you. All I gotta do is last 20 minutes with you to prove I can. Like that last 2 minutes is gonna be some of the most dramatic.
Yes.
There's some good stuff there, man.
And I feel like at the end of that, Claudio, Yuta, everybody should come out there and just like show Garcia the respect. Like, no, like, should we not? No, they're like,
yeah, no,
you proved it. Like, no hesitation.
Yep.
Jordan Scott says Garcia in the same block as Danielson and Mox. Do you think they tried to recruit him again after all? I think there is such a good goddamn story here with Daniel Garcia, and I hope they don't fumble it.
Right, me too.
Tom says, I nominate Kate for the best song for the Bluey theme. Oh boy. we've got Jambeard saying, if there is a God, I want an 8-man tag of BCC, OC Hook, Shibata, Danhausen, the most random stable ever. Yes, they are.
Yeah, they are.
I think that would be a lot of fun. I really like that idea. Van Twinblade says, T-minus 26 hours till my birthday. Tony gave me a great wrestling show and Danhausen. Yeah. I'm glad Danhausen's back. It's been a long time coming, and that guy being back is like, I mean, he told me straight up, like in April, he goes, I don't want to be the guy that's on TV hurt all the time. He's like, so I know that a lot of people see what I do and they think, well, he could do that without, but he was hurt when he showed up on AEW TV. Yeah, so he didn't want to always be that guy. And I completely get that. I definitely get that. And I admire that quite a bit because he could absolutely just do that. And I'll tell you what, if you happen to slice yourself open, trimming your pubes, you might have to work hurt too. And you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. Merry Ballsmas from our friends over at Manscaped. The holidays are approaching, but what if I told you that the celebrations are starting early this year? Turns out the perfect gift does exist. And who else to bring down your chimney than the leaders of below-the-waist grooming? Keep calm. Let your balls jingle this season with Manscaped's brand new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Featuring the new Lawnmower 5.0, watch all your wishes and mistletoe kisses come true. Look nice when you're going naughty by going to Manscaped and using the code FIGHTFUL for 20% off plus free shipping. Unwrap the gift of smoothness this holiday season with Manscaped. You got the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, the Weed Whacker 2.0 ear and nose hair trimmer, Manscaped's liquid formulations, and two free gifts. Starting with Santa's number one helper, we have that Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. The fifth generation trimmer features two next-gen blade heads, a standard trimmer blade for a little taking off the top, and a new foil blade to go for that smooth finish wherever your heart desires. Like I mentioned, they also have that 5.0 body trimmer that has the advanced skin-safe technology, the Weed Whacker 2.0 nose and ear hair trimmer. They got the crop soother, aftershave lotion, crop preserver, the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag. They got boxers. Both of those come in the package as a free gift as well. 20% off and free shipping with the code FIGHTFUL at manscaped.com. This is a great gift. If you want to get a reaction out of your gift, this is a wonderful idea. This is a great idea to get a little hee-hee, ho-ho, ha-ha from your gift recipient. Irene C. says, while Mox Eddie is the ideal tourney final, maybe using the C2 to finally launch Garcia would work. Triple Crown sounds like a push to me. Well, yeah, that is a push, certainly, assuming they do something with it after. But I also assume that whoever wins that will be on ROH and New Japan Strong. So they'll have to appropriately clear that.
Yeah.
We've got Christian Cage coming out to the ring. And he rechristens Nick Wayne and Luchasaurus. Luchasaurus is given the name Killswitch because it is something that has served him well. Now, he says this after he blames Luchasaurus for losing. He says he's not a loser. Being Christian, not a loser.
Right, right.
He then rechristens Nick Wayne Roxanne Perez.
No.
No, it's the Prodigy. Same thing, right?
I mean, basically, yeah.
It is the same thing.
I will be forever disappointed that Christian Cage did not come out to rechristen his son, Nicolas Cage. Like, I mean, it would have been the greatest thing. I don't know if they could do it for legal reasons, but if he called him Nick Cage, that would have been the best thing ever. Come on. You could change it back after Nick Cage turns on him and goes back to being Nick Wayne. Nick Cage, man. It's right there. I'm so upset they didn't go for it. The Prodigy, Nicolas Cage. Come on.
Damn. That's good. So... Nick Wayne's mom comes out.
Yes.
And Christian says, you know, it's probably a good thing that your husband died because your son would have disowned him anyway because he's not as good a wrestler as me, not as big of a man as me. But, you know, if you'd have played your cards right, this could have been something a lot different. He made fun of her for being a waitress, making 40 grand a year, which I got to say, pretty solid. In my experience, waiting tables, not too shabby, but says that Nick can't get what he needs out of her. She can't support him. No. And then he threatens to concerto her.
Well, first, Luchasaurus, I'm sorry, Killswitch.
Yes, sir.
Stands in his way. The dinosaur white knights, Nick Wayne's mom. And then gets slapped and shoved into her, knocking her out because she was lightly tapped by a dinosaur. Then he wants Luchasaurus to give her the concerto.
I had this weird, like, nervous, hilarious laugh as I'm waiting for her to get her head crushed by a chair.
Yes.
I was just like, what? There's no way they're going to do this.
Was Adam Copeland stuck in traffic? Why did he wait so long?
But, like, I watched the pay-per-view Saturday, so there's a lot of things I didn't think that they would do, good, bad, and ugly, that they did.
Yeah.
And then Adam Copeland hits the ring, takes everybody out, sends them packing, except for Nick Wayne, whose mom is cowering in the corner.
Yep.
Begging for mercy for her son, and Copeland went, all right, thought about it. Amazing. So ridiculous.
I've never seen a baby face wait far too long to hit the ring to save the heel's mom from having her head crushed in, only to then turn around and crush in the head of the heel while his mom watches on in horror. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that. Adam Copeland thought enough of Nick Wayne's mom to save her from being murdered and then turned around and murdered her own son in front of her while she begged him not to.
This is remarkably consistent with his most recent WWE run. It is booked exactly like it. Just no rhyme, no reason whatsoever. He's just doing shit to do it. He's just running around doing stuff.
Here's what I also love. Christian at the top of the ramp going, that's my child. That is my child. My son. It's my child.
Adam Copeland has turned into a honey badger. He's just doing things. I said WWE didn't have anything for me. I'm going to force something here. You will feud with me.
What I need is by the end of this, I need Christian to reenact the scene from There Will Be Blood. I've abandoned my boy. I've abandoned my child. I've abandoned my boy. I need it.
Ridiculous. Big Bill and Starks attack Jericho because he's the top contender. I'm sure you love this.
Oh, yes. Jericho. I blame Chris Jericho and nobody else for Kenny Omega not being in the C2 where we know he should be. He should be in the C2 having amazing matches with whoever it is in the bracket. If he's in the gold bracket, everyone will expect. If he's in the gold bracket, just for example, let's say he's in there and Jay Lethal's not. Just for example. Are you rooting for Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega 2 in the finals where there has to be a winner knowing they win a time limit draw the only other time they fight each other? Or are you rooting for Moxley versus Eddie Kingston? Eddie Kingston, can he beat his longtime friend to retain the thing he loves the most, the ROH title? All these things are available. And I blame Chris Jericho and nobody else for Kenny Omega having to do this program with Ricky and Big Bill. That's what I did. That's what I did.
Jay White defeated Roosh. I do think that Roosh, he got a good pop for the graphic, but
yeah,
Roosh, he's another guy that needs to find that little thing to make him connect with this audience.
Yeah.
Because he's very clearly found it elsewhere. And he is like, he gets good reactions. Like,
yeah,
people are excited to see him. He's one of those guys that I think if he finds that little thing, oh, it'll be really, really great. Jay White won. He kicked Roosh in the dick. No outside interference, but you are able to kick people in the dick if you can get away with it.
If the ref is that dumb and turns around, you can absolutely kick somebody in the dick.
Yeah. Jay or Jamal says he's got Jay winning the whole thing. What'd you think of the match and how far do you have Jay go? Well, how far do you have Jay going? How likely do you have it that Jay wins the whole thing?
I mean, it would certainly do a lot to repair the damage that a lot of people saw him taking in the way that the thing was booked on Saturday. A lot of people were like, well, I mean, my thing is I would have had no problem with Jay White losing a straight up match with MJF, but booking Jay White to be beaten by a one-legged MJF first, a work one-legged MJF, and by the end of the match, a shoot one-legged MJF.
Yeah,
I thought that was a little too much. So if they book him to win it, I think it's certainly a really great way to rehab that in the eyes of the people who felt like there was some kind of injustice done to Jay White.
It was so funny because I joked about the one titty Cody Rhodes, and people goes, "Yeah, but that was a shoot," and I'm like, "It don't matter. Wrestling's not real."
I had a problem with Seth Rollins being booked to lose to a one titty Cody Rhodes. So I'm consistent across the board. But I will say this, him getting a 3 points against Roosh certainly helps him out, because I don't think he gets 3 points against Swerve and Moxley. Maybe he beats one of those two dudes, but I don't think he beats the other one. So I'm thinking he's probably going to get three. Maybe he gets one against the other. I don't know. There's what they basically set up for you is this, with the booking of the matches tonight, that you have three guys with 3 points. Those are obviously the favorites in the tournament. And they'll probably, those three guys are going to beat the other guys that the other guys already beat, if that makes sense. Like, we're probably going to see Jay Lethal lose to both Jay White and Moxley, and vice versa there with Mark Briscoe and Roosh as well. So then it becomes head-to-head. What do they do in their head-to-head matchups? And that'll determine who wins that.
Jambeard says, can we point out that Nick turned 18 this year, debuted on national TV, was in a pay-per-view match against his mentor friend and three icons, and now he's dead. Listen, Nick Wayne, they saw it with him. They very clearly saw it with him, it's been a fantastic investment. Jambeard says, Alex, I'll one-up you there. The C2 tournament needs more Jericho in it. All the other wrestlers should be asking, where is Jericho?
I mean, frankly, I was shocked when the thing came through today and it did not say Jericho was in it, because I just thought for sure he'd find a way. And I'm glad he's not. I mean, they booked him to beat the Young Bucks with Kenny. They have the Young Bucks title shot. They're going to have a match with with Big Bill and Ricky whenever that happens, probably at World's End. And when they have that match, they're absolutely going to beat Big Bill and Ricky and become the new tag champs. Side note, Big Bill just wandering around the halls, having taken out his contacts and wearing big, thick Buddy Holly glasses like the ones I'm wearing now, but then still being shirtless and wearing jeans like he does in the ring, is just his basically great ring gear, but then add Buddy Holly glasses to him. It's so great. So great.
Set up for Collision is Garcia versus Claudio and Kingston versus who Brody was Kingston? King. Brody King. Yeah, Brody King.
Brody King versus Eddie Kingston. In the there's your first draw, Eddie. You're the one who says, I want to be in it and I want to put my titles on the line. The first guy you got to beat is a rampaging tattooed refrigerator. Have fun. It's going to be, it was so good.
We got Toni Storm's acceptance speech. This was great. They tried to play her off. That was such a good bit.
She had her butler give her glasses so she could read her prepared statements that she said she did not prepare. This was so, so good. All of it was so good.
We got Valab saying better send Toni Storm one of those awards. She wins all of them. Oh, she is almost certainly already nominated for Women's Best on Promos. Yes. She is. I see right now a few of the names that are listed are Rhea, Becky, and Toni. And I mean, obviously Toni is near the top there. I mean, last year's winner, as voted on by you guys, was Britt, and she hasn't been cutting promos this year, like, by and large. Darren Walker says, Toni Storm and Mariah May, my favorite combo in wrestling. Toni had her Shockmaster moment with that slip, but still fantastic.
That was fun.
But she's also able to pull off almost anything. The cut to her in the crowd was very funny as well.
So good with Renee and Renee and RJ City announcing the winner. Like, we already saw the match. We know she won. This is really this is incredibly silly, but so damn clever across the board. But insisting on calling him Anthony Khan. And also thank you, Jack Warner, who's been dead for 70 years. Like, there's just, they're so funny, man.
There's so much RJ City in this. That's RR Beast is saying. Yes. It's like his gimmick just needed Toni Storm. That's it.
He found the perfect person to play his own gimmick.
Dustin Rhodes said that he told Toni Storm that she's gold dust. And I replied, I specifically told Dustin, if Luther starts flashing people like Marlena did, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Yeah.
So Sky Blue kind of looks at Toni a little bit as she walks out. Now, listen, I'm fine with Sky Blue. And Sky Blue is to Chicago as Mansoor is to Saudi Arabia. She's won 8 times. But I just watched Sky Blue lose 2 TBS title matches.
Right.
In October and November.
Yes.
Now, she's won some matches here and there. She won tonight. She beat Marina last month. She beat Hollywood a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, damn, I just watched her lose 2 TBS title matches. So if they're hinting towards that, I don't know quite how I feel about it. Nothing against her. It's the booking. And when people say, my AEW, what happened to the game I love? Title shots making sense is the game I love.
Yeah, me too. Here's how I would do it. And I hope that they, because it's right there for them. And I hope they do it this way. Toni, like Sky Blue, like winning, give her, you'll put her in another triple threat, or just say this was basically for a shot at the thing. And Toni being like, all right, yes, I'll fight you the next time on Collision or whatever. I couldn't possibly, I got a terrible migraine. My understudy will go on for me. The title won't be on the line, you understand. But my understudy, and it's Mariah May who goes out there wearing Toni Storm gear, does all the Toni Storm bits. You missed hour. Like, there's some fun stuff you can do. She adds her own flair to it because understudies always do. But she has a match with Sky Blue. And I would have Mariah May win her first match ever and beat Sky Blue. But that, which helps Toni because she doesn't have to fight Sky Blue. But then that starts Toni giving her the side eye. Is she secretly better than me? We can't have that now, can we, darling?
Oh,
there's,
I would
amazing
love it
stuff there.
And Tony's on commentary and you hear Excalibur say, like, even looked better than Tony's. And Tony's like, what? Type, like she drops the act for a bit. She's like, what? Mm-hmm. One of those. Yes. Ooh, yeah. Just little things.
Yeah.
The match itself, by the way, Anna Jay did an interview and she was like, you know, can we focus on me a little bit? Like, I got a match. Mm-hmm. And you see the Angelo Parker with the Ruby thing.
Yeah.
So I love the Ruby Angelo Parker stuff. What I don't love is the cameraman missing the great shot of them face to face.
Yeah.
He let them turn like, yeah, you've got to get this.
Yeah.
And instead, he this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they missed on that.
Yep.
I don't know if the chemistry was there in this match. Maybe I need it to do a rewatch or something, but it felt like this match was missing something. It just felt like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And maybe, you know what? Maybe it's because there hasn't been an incredible winning focus on any of these women. Most of them have been put in the always a bridesmaid, never a bride thing with the title.
Right.
But regardless, you got Anna Jay on TV. Now she's at least got a motivation to be pissed off at whatever appreciation society is there.
She was pissed off at those guys before she went out there. Yes. And I think that was good. She takes the loss. She's extra pissed now. This is the perfect women's match to be the second women's match on a Dynamite.
There you go.
If this is your only women's match on Dynamite, this is a little too silly by half for me, even though some of it was clever. There's just too many brilliant women on your roster for, and on it, I'll tell you this, when you have three men's matches every Dynamite and Collision that are booked to have to be at least a little long in these C2 matches, these are going to be some lean times for the ladies while we're doing the C2. We can't have everything. I'm really excited about the C2, but I will continue to pound the table and ask for more time for the women. Two matches every Dynamite, two matches every Collision. Get all the storylines going that you possibly can. Put them on TV. I love what you're doing with Toni Storm. I love the potential for what they might be doing with Mariah May. And I actually like this weird Montagues and Capulets thing going on with Ange and Ruby. I think it's cool. But there's all these other women that aren't doing anything that need to be on TV as well.
Tom LaValle says women's storylines have picked up finally, but what's it going to take to get a second match? Really liking Ruby and Ange's chemistry. I love the Ruby and Angelo Parker mm-hmm. stuff. I really love it. AEW's never had a love story. Like, they've never had something like that.
I know.
And for the love of God, Otis and Mandy got one over so big. And it was fun. Like the Royal Rumble spot with Otis and Mandy was so good. One of the best spots I've ever done in the Women's Rumble. So I'm looking forward to some stuff like this and the aftermath.
Right.
John Moxley defeated Mark Briscoe at 9:52 this match. They were doing entrances and I was like, well, they got to do an overrun. Fortunately, they did.
They did the overrun, but I don't know that it would be this match, although you could sell me on Mox beating Mark Briscoe because he's pissed about losing to Orange Cassidy, then taking the last 2 minutes without the overrun, getting on the mic and saying Orange Cassidy got the better of me on Saturday. That ain't the end of it for us. Fortunately for you, I'm a little busy right now because I'm about to win the first ever Continental Classic. And if everybody else who's in this bracket who just watched me do what I did to Mark Briscoe, I'm coming for you next. Drop the mic and leave. Have Mox announce himself as the guy who's going to win this thing. Say that he's doing it. I thought you might have him not squash Mark Briscoe, but beat him badly. I think there might be some stuff there. But they didn't do that. I thought the match was a lot of fun. But I would not be surprised to see one match somewhere along the line. Maybe it's Brody King and Daniel Garcia. Like, Daniel Garcia is going to lose a few matches in that bracket. If he loses one, Brody King, where he just demolishes this kid because he's pissed, because Brody's pissed he lost the week prior to Eddie Kingston, there's a lot of different little stories that can carry you through 6 weeks of programming.
Coy Stallings says, want Mox and Kingston in the finals. I mean, that would be a fun one too, but I think Kingston's probably going to get there, and if he doesn't, oh man, him losing the deciding match of the tournament, and it's like he's lost something without technically losing it yet. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that'd be really good. Adam says Briscoe Mox was a scrum diddly humptious television. And Kyle says Mark versus Mox was a pretty solid Dynamite overall. Anyway, y'all stay awesome. Much love, Fightful. Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. And Mike the Jeweler, always dropping big, big ones here, says, hello, Mr. Icy Scoopster and the Turkey Man. So, CM Punk Survivor Series? Joking. Let me tell you, I have dreaded no show more than that for any reason. Whether Punk shows up or not, it's just going to show that nobody reads, that nobody listens, that the media literacy is so low.
That's true.
Says, AW was good. Having Mox on TV weekly just feels different. Very nice. Very evil. Finally returned. Especially Chicago. Pinky owes him more money. I don't know what you... Oh, Punk owes him more money is what you... No. I'll tell you something I didn't like. The crowd was wadding tonight. Uh-huh. Chicago crowd. I think they're a little spoiled right now, Alex.
Yeah, I do think. I think so too.
I think they're a little entitled.
I think they are.
Well, you know what? I guess we're going to find out how entitled they are this weekend.
Yeah, we'll certainly will.
We certainly will. Listen, and as long as they're gracious on December 2nd when I come through,
yeah,
and I beat Shaza McKenzie,
right,
in the name of mental health charity,
yeah,
I'm a great guy. Tim Rogers says injuries are not. AEW's getting sloppy. Adam's hurt, can't defend the tag titles, but he'll fight for the AEW title. Everyone wants MJF, but now on their own time. I didn't mind the MJF on their own time thing because I feel like there's a grander conspiracy at play. However, boy, that first part, Adam can't defend the tag titles, but he gets approved to do that. Yes, yeah. That didn't make a bit of sense, Tim Rogers. That didn't make
any sense at all.
Tim, that in fact, like there are very few things that I just look at and I'm like, come on!
Yep.
That was one of those things that I was like, what the hell are y'all thinking?
Right.
Jane Beard says, have Mariah beat Sky with Tony's old WWE Storm 1 DDT finisher. Mm. I would like to see her bust out some of Tony Storm's classic moves.
Yeah.
Like maybe there's a video package where Mariah May is talking about how she used to really love Tony's work outside.
Yeah.
You know, Stan. Like in Stan, where Stan was writing him and he's like, oh, I loved what you did with Ruckus. Mariah loves the shit that Tony did with Ruckus. That's what it is. She knows all Tony's moves. That's what I would love.
Got to do it.
That's what I'd love. Alex, what do you got going on this week?
There's no Rampage on Friday, but I'll be definitely doing a SmackDown review. And then, listen, I don't know what I'm going to be doing on Saturday because you've taken away my co-host. But I'll be reviewing it. I just don't know what I'm going to be doing, how I'm going to be doing it. Because also, listen, there's going to be a lot of really great stuff going on, not on Peacock, over on Collision and Rampage with the C2 matches and whatnot. So I'll probably end up reviewing 6 hours of total television all at the same time over on Fightful Select. It should be a lot of fun. Come through, hang out. Could be good. And then back to the grind on Monday and Tuesday, as per usual. You can follow me on the Twitter X at Alex Sour Graps.
Guys, Thanksgiving week is not going to slow down our scoops, anything like that. FightfulSelect.com, that's the most direct way to support us. Meet Normus says, happy Thanksgiving to all the Fightful faithful, even the Canadians and Brits. Thankful for wrestling. I'm a Wizards fan. Oh, boy. There you go. Also, programming note, I don't know when we're going to do it Christmas week, but Jimmy wanted to do another like Christmas bonus stream. We've done that in the past where all the super chats, humper chats go to our staff that are not me. So if you want to come and support our staff, you can do it that way. We are largely publicly funded outside of a few sponsors because ad revenue on clicks. Anytime you hear anybody say they're in it for the clicks, listen, we lose an incredible amount of money on Fightful.com. We make our money publicly funded and via our great sponsors. So we appreciate all of you that show up. We appreciate all of you that subscribe to Fightful Select. Happy Thanksgiving, my friends.
Yes.
Until next time, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.